Well, would you turn your Bibles, please, to Luke's Gospel? The Gospel of Luke in chapter 19. The Gospel of Luke in chapter 19. We'd like to read one verse in this passage, words spoken by the Lord Jesus. Luke's Gospel 19 and verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Now, John's Gospel, chapter 5, please. John's Gospel, chapter 5, and we'll read it verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Now may God bless to us the reading of His holy word. We have read those words in Luke's Gospel 19, verse 10 tonight. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. I'd like for you to think about two things and then look at them in relation to John's Gospel chapter 5. Number one, I would like you to understand that the Lord Jesus had said that in the house of Zacchaeus is still the Savior that seeks the lost. And I would like you to understand tonight that the Lord Jesus alone is the one who can save the lost. We'd like to look at John's Gospel, chapter 5, of a little scene where the Lord Jesus, as he did on many occasions, went up to the great city of Jerusalem. We'd like to look tonight a little bit at this great multitude of people there at the place called Bethesda. And just if we could draw a scene where the Savior, the Son of God, has walked into this entranceway. And there's a great multitude there, but there's one man that we'd like to look at for a moment or two, the crippled man. And I can see in this the Savior that's seeking, because out of the crowd, there seems to be the one man that draws his attention. There's the seeking Savior. And then when you think of that poor man, 38 years lying helpless, and now the Lord Jesus draws near. And the Lord Jesus meets the man's need, and there's the saving one, the Son of God, the Savior himself. But now I'm looking at a good crowd of people here tonight. And we'd like to tell you again that the same Lord Jesus Christ is seeking the lost, and the same Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who can save the lost. And out of the crowd in the auditorium tonight, there is one person, and you know your need is that you hear me. And we tell you that Christ alone is the answer. And if there's one person here tonight and you know that you're not saved, you're not ready to make God, you don't have peace with God, and that can only come from the way the Lord Jesus Christ. If you know your resistance tonight, there must be a Savior that's looking for you. And you can say tonight as much as this man of you. Only you're listening to the voice of the Lord. As long as God will chapter 5, we're going to look back if you like three that are there. In this place at the entrance to the room. We've read of the multitude of people, I will burn them to life as a great cloud of people. And we be led to one man and sit. This is on the left. And we're only one tonight to look at the cloud of worldly multitude. But we like to look for a few moments at the man as a speaker that I can be.
short meal for this sweet child. All the people from the paper. You know, you can be a Bible for you to know that you could get all the means in the house of worship. I like this. The crowd of people is something wrong with everything wrong. All the things that are part and all vine and all bound place for the house of God. And the string is swamped and black as well. The image is united to the house of God. Oh, we are not. But not only is the revelation here in Jerusalem called the house of God, there's something wrong with all of us.